The International Monetary Fund has said that growth in the Irish economy remains strong. However, it has also warned of substantial uncertainty due to the war in Ukraine. In its latest report on Ireland, the IMF has advised the government to widen the tax base and to increase what it calls the excessively low property taxes here. Stephen Kinsella, Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick, joins us on the line. Stephen, before we look at some of the more eye-catching arguments in the report, what's your overall assessment of what the IMF has to say?
Well, I've been reading these reports for many years, and what you can see is there's a very steady as you go kind of set of arguments here. You know, they always say we need to widen the tax base. They always say you need to look at competitiveness in the banking system. They always say we need to think carefully about property taxes and so forth. So there's a lot of that in this report, and there was nothing particularly eye-catching, which is a good thing. What was really striking to me was the fact that they expected inflation to rise to 6.5% in this year, which would be on the lower end of most estimates now, and then drop to around 2% next year. So again, that will be lower. So the IMF is basically expecting this inflation to only really hurt us in this one year, and I think that's probably an underestimate and a fairly kind of rosy scenario in a certain sense, given what we know now.
Looking at some of the detail in the report, the IMF says that what it calls excessively low property tax rates should be increased.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at them, comparator countries like Denmark, Norway, and the UK, other countries, they have property taxes that basically keep the base of spending, the base of taxes fairly high, and that allows them to pay for lots and lots of public services. And when the economy turns down, as every economy does from time to time, the property taxes pretty much stay solid, you know, and so it avoids the up and down in our tax system that we saw, for example, in the last crisis, or three crises ago, I guess now, when the economy was powered by stamp duty, and when the building boom went away, the stamp duty went away, and the government finances had a giant hole in them. So that's what they're trying to advocate for. Now, the political system has not produced a solution to the issue that property taxes here, that I think we only bring in around 500 million euros. It's a very, very low amount of money relative to the stock of property and the fact that it's one of the largest yielding assets in the country.
Talking of the last big crash, the report also recommends that the cap on bankers' pay be removed.
Yeah, this was a weird one, actually. I didn't really expect this from an IMF report, because it's a very micro kind of HR level response. I mean, if you believe, I genuinely was a little bit surprised to read this. If you believe that pay is set by supply and demand and that kind of thing, in a highly competitive environment, sure, bankers' pay should be going up, but the competitive environment for banking in Ireland is getting less competitive because we have two major players leaving the system, and it's not particularly clear that we're looking at dreadfully innovative services there. It does kind of hedge its bets on the bankers' pay issue by saying the Irish government should embrace the fintech industry, large companies like Revolut and Stripe and so forth, that makes sense, I suppose, because you're going to get a bit more innovation there. But it's not clear that the bankers' pay issue is particularly burning on any front. So yeah, it was a little bit strange to read that, to be honest.
One other thing, and this relates to, I suppose, to something that will be of concern to many people at the moment. We've had a very long time now with very low interest rates. How soon are they likely to rise?
Very soon. U.S. Federal Reserve finally decided to increase its interest rates. Unemployment there is very, very low, and inflation is very high. And so in the U.S., they've already started increasing interest rates, again, from a very, very low base. So people, shouldn't freak out about it, but it is going to happen. And yesterday, the chief economist of the European Central Bank, Professor Philip Lane, came out and said, look, we will see interest interest rates going up. Now they will happen this year. What that will mean is people with trackers and people with variable rate mortgages will see their the cost of borrowing increase. There won't be a very large increase. It's probably, 0.5% or something like that. So if you've got a very large mortgage, you will feel it. But interest rate increases are coming, and they may it depends on how the economy goes, but we may see increases for over the next 2 to 3 years. So the path of interest rate increases will be very well set for everyone over the next couple of years, unless the economy goes into recession or something like that, which some people are predicting. But overall, people should be bracing themselves for interest rate hikes over the next, say, 6 to 12 months.
Stephen, thanks for joining us this morning. Stephen Kinsella there, Professor of Economics at the University of Limerick.